Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
This is amazing watch today. Give the worship team a big applause. And I wanted to just have a little mercy on them and let them take a break for a moment. So that's the reason I came up. I felt like just give them a few seconds because we are really flowing. But glory to God. So I want to look at a couple of scriptures, and I won't take too long, because I felt I wanted us to stay in this, and awesome, but as Richie was praying, I felt like specifically just to recognize the Lord. Number one, Psalm 34, I want to first put us in context, and Psalm 34, and of course, I want to bless all those watching us on the World Wide Web. I pray that this watch of the Lord ministers to you. And part of it, just there are some contextual things that I felt in the Spirit are happening even tonight. And it is so commendable. This is the reason that the angel came and visited us and appointed us to watch and pray, to be watchmen on the walls. And I want to commend you, and I ask again, I pray that people from across the nations will join us. Yes. And as we prayed for Nigeria, it was so important because that is going through tremendous violence, and yet God's going to turn it around. Yes. That's the other major word that God wants you to take home tonight, that He is in the process of some of the greatest turnarounds we have ever seen in history. You're going to have personal turnarounds. Your children are going to have a turnaround. Tell your neighbor, you're going to have a turnaround. And just putting it in context, that we have I just received today an update report about a lady who had come here. It was one of the last chances she had. She was in stage 4 cancer, bone cancer that had spread entirely through her body, and she came here about 9-10 months ago, whatever, it was April last year at our Easter Holy Ghost healing meeting, and she got that miracle. She got that touch, and she had this week, she had her final PET scan this week, that it was the second PET scan to just say that you are in total remission. That it's not one side of that cancer. Gone, gone, gone. And it was in this place, watching and praying. And as you have prayed, and as we have pulled down strongholds, God is giving a turnaround. God is giving miracles to people. And we're claiming that for you, watching us on the World Wide Web. We are claiming it for everyone here tonight, and for our children, and for our family, and for your finances, and for America, and for Israel. So, number one, as Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. When? When? Tell your neighbor, all times, neighbor. So at midnight, when you get up, whenever, we are going to bless the Lord at all times. And that is part of our job description. All right? What's my job? To bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What will be in my mouth? His praise. So griping is going away. We are standing against any murmuring, complaining, griping in the name of Jesus, because his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So when praise is in my mouth, there is no place for negative confession. There is no place for a bad report. There is only praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. So our boast is in the Lord, for the victories you have, the victories our children are having, is praise. And that's what we're going to boast in. If there is any boast, it's boasting in the Lord. Hallelujah. There is something we can boast about. We're going to boast about the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. So there are people around the world that need this, and the humble will hear about it. And the humble are waiting for that good report and that boast. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. Tell your neighbor, magnify with me. So it is not just me alone. It is together. Say together. So it's not something that's entirely, you are not alone. We're talking together, boasting in the Lord. Now and through eternity. And even in eternity, you know, we're not going to be alone. We're going to have thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon millions of angels, angelic hosts, and other saints. And your ancestors, my mama is going to be up there with me. And my ancestors, I'm claiming they're going to be there. Hallelujah. Sheba Rabba Kaba. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's what Cindy was saying tonight even, as we are blasting the arrows into the heavenlies. But something is happening even tonight. And I am so proud of you. I thank you. I'm proud of you. And there is purpose here. There is destiny. Part of it, you're fulfilling your call in being there, watching, praying, and something is turning around. So I was just wanting to point out and make our boast in the Lord that this week, the Prime Minister of Israel is in the White House, okay? Benjamin Netanyahu, with our newly inaugurated president, President Donald Trump. And something was happening. Now, I'll put it in context that I was about 2 years, there was part of the past administration was doing something where it was making some treaties with Iran. And as we were pointing our fingers and praying for all these lands, I felt like we needed to put it in context, because our arrows of prayer and blessing and strongholds are falling. Say strongholds are falling. Because there are, and then we need to actively. This is ongoing, but I want to tell you, God is giving us a turnaround. And we need to recognize it and say, we are going to together magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me. And we got to recognize some of the things that are happening. So, and some things, it gets complicated. But I don't want you, I just want you to know, it says magnify the Lord. Say magnify the Lord. And I have on my desk a magnifying glass. And I remember, it was a gift. I got this way back. Someone gave me this concise Oxford dictionary of the English language. I don't know whether you have seen one of the original ones. It is like this thick, and with it comes a magnifying glass because the print is so small because it has got all the English words note, and then with it came, there was a special compartment came out with a magnifying glass so you would see it. So on my desk, I've kept that magnifying glass. But the magnifying glass is, what does it do? Magnifies. And there are, the Bible tells you, if there is anything you're going to magnify, the first thing you're going to magnify is the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. So whatever, you're going to magnify. Put your hands out. Magnify. Tell your neighbor, magnify, neighbor. And that is, that's a, you know, whole thing about our eye, what it's looking. I used to, one of my most exciting, I don't know why I enjoyed it so much, was a course that I had to take. I was, part of it was I majored in pre-medicine. So I was a major in, had all the sciences under my belt. I loved math. I taught math. It's a little weird. And the other favorite was microbiology. So most of my hours were spent under a microscope looking at all these things that we used to grow cultures. And then you saw how the microscope. So there's a microscope. And then there's a magnifying glass. So what are we to magnify? Because the enemy will magnify itself before you. And we have to learn the art of magnifying the right thing. Because if we don't, and we don't help each other, you need to help me, I need to help you in magnifying the right thing. Because the children of Israel almost missed the promised land because the enemy was magnifying the wrong thing to them. And the enemy, and there is always a demonic supernatural force that we got to learn. That's why we got to have the right eyes. I'm glad if I, I'm not apologizing that I, to see properly, I got to wear glasses. If not, I'll wear my contact lenses, but I want to see clearly. Say, see clearly. So we can get blurry in our vision, so we need visual correction. And then sometimes magnifying, because the enemy comes and whispers to us, and it whispered to them, hey, hey, God is sending this assignment to you, but you dummies, this enemy is going to eat you alive. You are nothing, and look how small you are. You are like grasshoppers, and the enemy is big. And the Lord is lying to you. And this, he told you, no, you can't take that land. And it really was a supernatural force telling them that couldn't take this. The promises are not theirs. It does not belong. And it was important for them to see the truth and to magnify the right thing, not only just for them, but for their children, their children's children's children. And you saw the example of that this yesterday. Was it yesterday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was here in the United States and he was in the White House? So there were a couple of things happening that really were important, and especially as we have seen Scripture and this watch and this church and this ministry and few and some other ministries that are strategic, that really we saw that our reference point on what's happening on earth is not Washington, D.C., and it's not New York City, and it's not London, England. Sorry, Rich. And it's not Moscow, and it's not Mecca, and it's not Tehran. The reference point for history is Jerusalem. Because that's the thing God says. And I'll put this together because it was so exciting. Because about a couple of years ago, here were these things that were happening, and even America was seemed to be cooperating to get Iran, which is a major right now, regrettably under a regime. It's not the Persian people. They're really called, used to be called Persia. Before then, Babylon. But anyway, they were the people, have a great history, a good, but they have been taken over by a very demonized, extremist Shia Muslim regime that have been ruling over them for since the days of Jimmy Carter. And they are a leading terrorist place. And we were seem to be cooperating that with the other nations. What America does, others say, well, the big dog is saying this, so we're going to go along. And America was cooperating so that Iran, the what we call today present Iran, was going to get nuclear weapons. And one nuclear weapon, though it takes 7 minutes for one nuclear weapon to get to Israel and blast it out of history, you know. And they were going to get intercontinental ballistic missiles. Now it's important for us to know that these things were happening. And prayer, well, I was so concerned. And what's happening? Well, how do we pray and all that? And then something happened in December where we, for the first time ever, did not oppose a horrible United Nations resolution that basically would have divided Jerusalem. So all these things were just happening that were would make you in consternation. But remember, I mean, this place has been one of the ones, like many thousands of other good people who know the Word of God, have been praying for the peace and the wholeness of Israel, and knowing Israel and Jerusalem belongs to God's people, the Jewish people. And the Jesus himself said, salvation belongs to the Jews. So the Messiah, Jesus, came from the Jewish people. And so we owe a debt of gratitude and a debt of prayer and a blessing for Israel and the Jewish people, because that's from that we get the Bible, and from them we get the Messiah, Mashiach. Or the Messiah. So this week, that February 3rd, part of our watch focus, in this primary six watch focuses we had as we begin the year with prayer and fasting. Say prayer and fasting.
Prayer and fasting.
So we really, really intensified our prayer. But February 3rd, our watch focus on that Friday was, Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We bless Israel. Lord, give us a miracle turnaround. Yeah. And here was the Israeli prime minister speaking, addressing with the president of the United States, addressing the world. And these were the remarks. And again, this is, I'm talking about not just politics today, but Bible prophecy. All right? So, and I love it when, you know, I enjoy Sherlock Holmes stuff, you know, when all of it comes together. And he said, wow, now it makes sense. So, this is Isaiah 19, verse 23. It says, in that day. Say, in that day.
In that day.
Now, it doesn't say what day. It's some there, prophetically, in the future. That's the mystery of the Bible. It gives us a report as if it's right now, but it's going to be happening 2,700 years from now, something like that. Anyway, so it's way up there. In the time of Isaiah, he's prophesying. He prophesied about the Messiah coming and him taking our pain and our sicknesses, taking our sins, and by his stripes we were healed. So, centuries before the coming of the Lord, he prophesied the coming of the Messiah and his hanging on Calvary and saving your soul and mine. But in the same book prophesies, verse 23, Isaiah 29, in that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptians into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel serve who? Serve the Lord. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt, with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land. And you say, wow. And Assyria is Syria plus Iraq. Whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, so he is blessing. He says, I'm going to bless Egypt. I'm going to bless Assyria. Whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, mine inheritance. How about that? Now, when you look and you say, no, you just looked last year and you would say, no way, Jose. These are declared enemies of Israel. And yet, yesterday, here, the President of the United States is welcoming the Prime Minister of Israel. And I thought, woe is us in some ways, because I really take the Word of God seriously. And it says, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And that's our reference point. Not politics, not presidents and prime ministers and kings and all that hoo-ha. I recognize the King of glory, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is our Lord. He is my Savior and your Savior. So, anyway. And I was so concerned, Lord, I want America to be blessed. I want my children to live in a land that's blessed. And we don't want the curse. We don't want to turn against Israel. And here President Trump saying in the speech then, today I have the honor of welcoming my friend, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, just a few years ago in the last administration, several times he came to the White House and he was treated like few other countries' leaders. And he was mistreated. And he came to the White House and then he had to go out by the back door. Now, no leader of any country has been insulted like that. But the past administration did all kinds of things. At that time, the president of the United States was in a meeting, and then he said, well, now you talk with my assistant. I'm going to go out to dinner. And literally left the prime minister and went to have dinner. And I mean, it was like insult after insult. So when the Prime Minister of Israel comes and he is honored like the way it was yesterday, it was an amazing answer to prayer. That God, in whatever they lack, I don't want to so much talk about, please, no, I'm talking about the prophetic and about the answers to the Bible right now. And it is, the Lord will bless those who bless Israel. So I'm welcoming my friend, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to the White House. With this visit, the United States again reaffirms our unbreakable bond with our cherished ally, Israel. The partnership between our two countries, built on our shared values, has advanced the cause of human freedom, dignity, and peace. These are the building blocks of democracy. The state of Israel is a symbol of the world of resilience in the face of oppression. I can think of no other state that's gone through what they've gone, and of survival in the face of genocide. We will never forget what the Jewish people have endured. So, it was an affirmation. It's really worth seeing on YouTube or reading about it. And I reject unfair and one-sided against Israel. All this United Nations treated Israel, in my opinion, very unfairly. And in other international forums, it was the administration was reaffirming, we will bless Israel because we want to be blessed. All right? That's my way of putting it. And there was I'm just picking a few sentences. And Prime Minister Netanyahu said, President Trump, thank you for the truly warm hospitality you and Melania have shown me, my wife Sarah, our entire delegate. I deeply value your friendship. To me, to the state of Israel, it was so clearly evident in the words you just spoke. Israel has no better ally than the United States. And I want to assure you, the United States has no better ally than Israel. Our alliance has been remarkably strong, but under your leadership, I'm confident it'll get even stronger. Look forward to working with you to dramatically upgrade our alliance in every field, in security and technology and so forth. Our alliance is based on a deep bond of common values and common interests. He's saying really, if I can say it, it's on the base of the Word of God. And then at the end of this, there are a lot of details here, but one of the things, and I was trying to find, there is a quote here that he said, the Jews are called Jews because they come from Judea, because the Chinese are called Chinese because they come from China. Japanese are called Japanese because they come from Japan. Jews are called Jews because they come from Judea. This is a very important point. But the thing that it said, that there is something new happening. It's in this, since it was on my iPad, I didn't mark it. Otherwise, I would have put my magic marker on it. That in this thing of the new development, the very thing, oh, you know how we say turnaround? And that's what I was going to. They know that Iran is working on a nuclear weapon. But what I said, oh, horrible. How horrible. This could destroy the... Instead, the Lord used the very thing that these dark powers were trying to do. And he said that this was a real revelation. It's kind of logical, but it was hidden until yesterday, that the president of the United States, Prime Minister of Israel, behind the scenes, are working on an alliance now with Egypt, with Jordan, and, believe it or not, with Saudi Arabia. And it is the very dark threat of Iran getting a weapon, nuclear weapon, that scared the willies out of the Saudi Arabians and the Egyptians and the Jordanians. And they say, which the Iranians are the Shia Muslim, and the Egyptians and Saudi Arabia and Jordan, they're called Sunni Islamic wing of things. And they are at war. So they're terrified. And their only ally that is strong there in the area is Israel, potentially. So now, the very terror of them getting weapons, God is making that scripture I read to you from Isaiah 19. How could Egypt become a friend of Israel? Well, this, we are seeing some of the prophetic things that we see in the Bible coming together in an amazing way, and the Word of God is so awesome. So I want to, and it includes Syria. So in some way, this present thing of ISIS, and that it's we are praying for its destruction of the demonized terror army of ISIS, but that's in Syria mainly. And then part of the thing in Isaiah 19 of what it points out is there will be a bridge of peace between Egypt, Assyria, and Israel. So this is happening in our lifetime, and we are seeing the turnaround. And I could not imagine what was happening, but what the enemy was, I thought, could use for harm, God turned it around and made only the supernatural hand of God could have done that, where now there is potentially a bridge of peace between Egypt and Assyria and Israel. So I was excited. I was saying, thank you, Lord. At the same time, tonight, as we continue to, in a moment, start worshiping and thanking the Lord, I want you to see part of it is something awesome. There is a turnaround happening. Even where the nations are concerned, this nation, there is a turnaround. And we want to say, we're going to magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. And let us praise his name continually. Let his praise be continually in my mouth. He is doing awesome things. And I was so happy. We are continually going to send arrows, supernatural arrows, from here, from the watch. But part of it, I was looking, we are joined to Israel. This watch began in just Jerusalem at the Western Wall with the angel. I was praying all night. And that, again, was a supernatural word many years ago, as Bonnie and I were invited to minister to Israel. But 23 years in a row to do some of the biggest healing services every year, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Lord gave me a very strange and supernatural command. Didn't make sense. After praying, laying hands on 2,000 or 3,000 people, he would say, don't go to bed. Put on your tracksuit. And that's where I heard almost the Lord said, put on your tracksuit and go pray all night at the Western Wall. So I would stay awake. after laying hands on all those people, and keep watch and go until 7, 8. If you'll know, in some of those, the Hilton, they have a, or most of those Israeli hotels, they have a breakfast, big breakfast. And so I would, after fasting and praying, watching all night, I would go and have breakfast. But until then, I was wide awake and watching. And that's where one of those years the angel said, watch with me. So what is happening this week, what happened with the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the United States again, and then declaring they are working on this alliance with Egypt and even potentially Saudi Arabia behind the scenes and Jordan to do something which would be like a shield and be a bridge of peace. It would be one of the major peacemaking instruments in the Middle East. So we want to magnify the Lord and praise him because he is doing something awesome. And at the same time, part of the watch focus was we want to bless every Christian who is under persecution that in the lands, in Iraq, in Syria, where the ISIS is killing them, in Nigeria, in Pakistan, other places. And we are sending out supernatural praise weapons to destroy the powers of darkness, the demonic forces. But only our praise, our worship, it's the weapons God has given us, the mighty name of Jesus, the magnifying of his name that's going to pull these demonic forces down. So we are magnifying the Lord. Remember what happened just in October, near the end of October here, that there were forces of darkness that wanted to set fire to this city, if I can put it that way, and start rioting. And it was the Spirit of the Lord and using the watchman. And as you guys and Todd, others started worshiping the Lord and singing to the Lord in the middle of those things, something happened and the watchman's voice God heard and shalom came to the city. Is it an example? I believe. But part of it, as one of the founders, the founder of the Watch of Law, I want to say, we are. God is telling us to be stay right there as watchmen and be faithful and keep on increasing our praise, our worship, and our thanksgiving, and keep on magnifying the Lord, because there are, behind the scenes, there are thousands being trained, we're hearing, to riot and do rioting in every city and bring violence once again. On, I'll just give you specifically, on May the 1st, the anarchists are planning and inviting minimum of 3 million people to demonstrate and really do violent acts in Washington, D.C. And ahead of time, we want to send angelic forces. We want to send our praise and our worship saying, not in this land, not in America. And then we send shalom to other nations. We send the peace of the Lord to allies that are ours, in whether it's in right now some of the cities. Paris, portions of Paris are burning tonight, and they were on fire yesterday by a lot of the new, some of the Islamic wing of things is setting streets of Paris on fire right now. If you can look it up. And we are going to send our prayers for peace, for Paris, for Germany, for Europe, that it will rise up in revival. And we were invited. We have so many invitations right now. We just think, because there are many cities in Germany that are asking us to come and do meetings there. But we want to, ahead of time, in some of these strategic places, from the watch of the Lord, we want to send angelic forces to help the powers of the name of Jesus to bind back powers of darkness. So this is a strategic place. It is joined like an umbilical cord connects us to Jerusalem. And we want to give praise to the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. But as I recognize once again that the prime minister of Israel was honored, was blessed, and you should have seen. And he turned to President Trump's son-in-law, Jared. And he's number one. He has known the president from years ago when Bibi Netanyahu, who's the prime minister, was ambassador, U.S. Ambassador to the U.S. and to the U.N., I think it was to the U.S., many years ago. And he was a friend of the president of the United States from way back. And he knew the president's son-in-law, who is an Orthodox Jew. And so the president's daughter is, because of her husband, she is also Orthodox Jewish. So he turned to the son-in-law, who is now one of the official counselors to the president of the United States, and he said, I've known you since you were little guy. He has known the Jared, the Kushner family from years back. And so it was this son-in-law who was instrumental in the first, at the inauguration, January 20th, the part of the blessing was, for the first time, was given to speak at the inauguration by an Orthodox Jewish rabbi named Rabbi Marvin Heyer, who in his prayer, he said, Eternal God, bless the president, bless America, our great nation. Guide us to remember the words of the psalmist, who may dwell on your holy mountain, one who does what is right and speaks the truth. And then he goes on, bless all of our allies around the world and who share our beliefs. Then he had to say, and then he said, it doesn't matter whether I'm right here, I'm being recorded, and everyone is hearing my broadcast. He had to say this, guess what? By the rivers of Babylon, we wept as we remember. This is at the inauguration. By the rivers of Babylon, we wept as we remembered Zion. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. And I bet the Lord himself was saying, yay, yay, yay God. Say yay God.
Yay God.
Yay God.
Yay God.
Yay God.
So,
let's come on up and get in the river and thank the Lord for what he is doing. He is doing awesome things. And your prayers, your praise, your arrows of intercession are being effective and are being used. I just wish, you know, we had time to talk with all of you about some of these details of what's happening and the joining that we feel to what God is doing and the strategic place. This is like D-Day landing headquarters. I mean, this is where we are. Major things are being decided as we worship and praise the Lord. Amen? All right, so let's stand.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.